Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we flip the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option. So Karen, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is it possible to have a fixed mindset around the concept of a growth mindset?
So that's an interesting question, because I didn't think you were going to ask me that question that way. But I think that you could just in general have a fixed mindset around a growth mindset. And I think that people, it's kind of funny, because I think that this topic is a lot like awareness. And what I mean by that is I think people understand awareness. And I know in the past, Jen, you and I have talked about people intellectualizing their awareness, right? So I could read a book on awareness and be like, oh my gosh, I get this, right? I can write a paper on it. I could, you know, teach it. But does that mean that you're really, truly aware, or that you just learned about awareness? I think that the growth mindset has so many of the same characteristics, because understanding a growth mindset does not give you a growth mindset. It doesn't mean you have one. It just means you understand the concept of a growth mindset.
Yeah. Yes, you are exactly right. Intellectualized awareness, right? So just because you understand the concept of a growth mindset does not mean that you have one. Yep. So it's interesting. Last month we were doing a gig. It was a big leadership summit, and there was probably about 200 people in the room. And there was a lot of different sessions that we were leading. And one of them was around growth mindset. It was an important topic. It was requested by the organization, and it was because they were going to go through a lot of change. And the interesting thing is that, you know, the majority of the people loved the exercises, loved everything that we were teaching. We had them apply it to themselves so they could lead themselves, to lead others, to lead the business. And it's very reflective and interesting work that we take people through. There was a couple people, though, that gave, I'm going to do air quotes, feedback around it, which was fascinating. So a comment would be, this feels too basic, or this was elementary. So then it got us thinking, how is that a growth mindset? If you think something, even if you've heard it before, feels too basic, do you actually have a growth mindset in that moment? Or are you fixed? So those people, because the key thing is, and it's about catching yourself. And I, you know, let's just say you're in an event, you're listening to something, you're like, I've heard this before, but you haven't heard it being the person that you are today. So the real way to like laser in on yourself is to be able to say, where am I? Where do I have a fixed mindset around this concept? What might be different? Where have I fallen into this trap recently? It's very interesting when people say, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, I already know what's going on, how all of a sudden I'm so educated in growth mindset, but they're thinking about it with a fixed mindset.
Yeah, and it was fun because we actually, like hearing this feedback when we were at this conference, I mean, and we're always, and here we're open to feedback, and The great part about it, though, like Jen just said, it got us thinking about how people's mindsets were really fixed about this growth mindset and what the program should be, and that they already knew this. So I think a great clue is when you sit there and say, okay, great, I already know this, you're missing the point. And that's really what we kind of like jammed down their throat a little bit at that point, was that if you think this needs to be this way, then you're really truly missing the point about what a growth mindset is. Because, yeah, all right. I mean, and we all kind of know that, you know, fixed mindset, your intelligence, boom, fixed, and it's static. Growth mindset, intelligence, talents can be improved, you know, great, I'm making mistakes, all these kind of things, right? People with fixed mindset, intelligence and abilities are innate, right? Growth mindset, that not knowing is part of the fun. Not being good at something is only temporary. You know, they don't feel bad, or they're not afraid of looking like they don't know what the hell they're doing. But if you're thinking like, oh my gosh, I got to get this, I got to get this, I got to get this, then that goes back to the fixed mindset around the growth mindset.
I think it's interesting. I think one of the most important people or important things that people can do in the moment of, I already know this, is the moment you think that, I already know this, then automatically go and think of a challenge you're having in your life around any topic, around anything, and then ask yourself, how does this topic help me with that struggle? That's a way to be open. That's a way to be able to be curious. That's a way to be able to catch yourself. Because if you know growth mindset, like the back of your hand, are you living it in all areas of your life? If you are having any challenge at all, the answer is no.
You know, Jen, this goes back to that philosophical question, right? Can you step in the same river twice? And I know we've had some great conversations with teams about this. And I don't remember. All I remember is this Greek philosopher, and his name began with an H. But when, you know, he believed that everything is in a constant state of change. So when you step in the river for the second time, the river's different. And so are you. You know, the water in the river is constantly moving. So the river you step into the second time, it's not the one that you stepped in before. But there's so many different kind of metaphors that go with this, basically talking about how everything in your life is constantly changing, and we can never experience the same thing or the same moment twice, because it's not the same moment. So each moment creates new experiences, which allows that growth mindset to be fueled. And so many people are like, nope, it's the same river. Nope, it's the same river. You walk in at this, and it's like that fixedness has you stuck. And it's almost, I don't know, I love this kind of thought-provoking question to have people try to rationalize that. It's the same river and everything is the same, because nothing.
That's one of my favorite questions to have discussions about. We get lots of different answers. You know, thinking back to last week's podcast, when we were talking about some of the characteristics of being open, those are the exact same characteristics of growth mindset, about being curious, taking risks, being open-minded, filled with possibilities, a sense of adventure about what could happen. And it's really interesting to listen to people double down on being fixed about growth. And it's not that you have to have a growth mindset about everything in your life. That's not what we're talking about. But when it comes to learning and it comes to development, all of the topics that come into our life are to make us better people, right? So the next best version of ourselves, being able to learn, grow, stretch. So then the question is where do you get fixed about concepts that could actually help you move forward today. And that
just really quick though. And, you know, I know that we try to poke holes in people's thinking and have them try to think different ways as we're doing these podcasts. I'll tell you guys, there's a lot of different things I'm like signing up for. I have a growth mindset around that. And absolutely 100% the same way, I have a fixed mindset around things. And there's things that I'm like, and I know that I kid around about it a lot, but Excel spreadsheets, zero interest in learning. I don't want to do it. My mindset is fixed that I don't want to do it and I can't do it. Not going to. And I'm okay with that. But the thing is, like, I have the awareness of knowing that my mindset is fixed versus, no, it's I have a growth mindset. I don't. And I don't care.
Right. And I think that's really important to see where you're okay with fixed, where anybody's okay with fixed, and then where you're open. But the moment you say to yourself, I already know this, that is 100% a fixed mindset. All right, Karen, on that note, we're out.
We're done. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast. Craving more?
Of course you are.
Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com,
where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play-to-win mindset.